the Rick Emerson Show live from Portland, 503-733-2970. Thank you for coming along. And holding it down for the PDX. That is us. It's what we do. We represent. And stuff. 503-733-2970. If you want to email, you can do that. It's Rick at RickEmerson.com. Rick at RickEmerson.com. I'm not going to eat these. I'm going to give these back to you now.
What are they?
Sarah, I'm assuming it's Sarah. Somebody has placed a nearly full bag of Knott's Berry Farm premium strawberry shortbread cookies.
Well, I just wanted one, so I'm giving you the rest of them.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm... How can I turn down a bag of 480-calorie cookies?
480? That's not true.
Well, it's exactly true.
No, three servings.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh,
somebody's obsessive. Somebody's been looking over every single detail on the caloric content.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh. All right.
We'll just have three.
No, this is me last night. So I'm at the Safeway last night, and I'm lugging all my crap with me, and I'm bike. And you know, any bicycle, your face gets all blotchy, and you just look like you've been drugged through a storm drain. And so I'm standing there in line at the Safeway. I'm like, I'm so glad I'm not going to see anybody I know. And then I end up right behind Daria from the bus, looking even more Teutonic than she normally does. She's got like the. What is the deal with women? Like, it's that way here, too. Have you noticed this at CBS? Every woman has got to wear, like, leather boots that go up to their thigh.
I noticed that woman with the spiky heeled boot things in the hallway.
No idea who you're talking about.
Okay.
It's probably just as well that I don't know, because I don't wish to speak specifically about any female co-worker.
I was talking about a hallway downstairs.
Hallway in another...
Yes.
A different place. At another time. In an outpost. On the edge of space. But there's thing, I don't know if it's like a Condi Rice thing or whatever, where it's like all women have to wear these big Nazi Hellcats in heels boots. And so it is with Daria, who's a little, I mean, she's, I mean, you know, she makes an impression when you see her anyway. She can be a little overwhelming.
Are you talking about her boobs?
I'm not, shh.
Oh.
No. I respect her. It's a
person. She's statuesque.
Got a beautiful mind, I guess. I'm just saying, well, I'm a guy and a dork, and it's like, I don't care how old or successful, I'm still just a big, you know, eighth grader. Oh, it's a girl! You know, and I'm going to run. So this is, if you were watching the security camera last night, here's what you would see. You would see me walking up to the line, and I got my bike bag over one shoulder, and like my helmet, and my hair's all, you know, down, and I'm sure I look all bald and hideous, and, you know, and I got the 5 o'clock shadow, and I'm carrying a bunch of embarrassing food with me, you know, and I'm just, like, loaded down, standing there, and I'm, you know, just waiting, because I've just bicycled, like, 100 miles, waiting to get, and I look up, and there's this, you know, this hot girl in front of me, and I'm like, oh, I'm so, damn, you know, and I know she knows, you know, who I am, because, you know, we worked in the same building for, so here's me, stealthily, like, no one sees me. I'm backing up. I'm going away. Going and finding. And I know you all have done this. You're going and wandering the aisles for another 5 minutes until you know that she's gone. So. And then, of course, it didn't work anyway because I don't know what the hell her delay was. But I go and I finally get all my crap checked out at the register. And then I go out, which is a whole different story. But I finally get all my crap bought and I go outside and I'm loading up my bicycle. And it's like, I don't care if it... Lance Armstrong or no, fit or no, there's times when you just look like a dork on a bicycle. Do you know what I mean? It's hard to ride a bicycle and not just look like a tool. And I'm not saying I'm embarrassed or ashamed of it. I'm not going to say I'm a little bit, but you know what I'm talking about.
No, of course, especially since I've started wearing my helmet every time.
And you got to wear the helmet because I know the one time I don't, it's like I'm going to end up in a coma and I'm going to be some guy, you know, and nobody wants that. Nobody wants me to turn into Jan Barry. You know what I mean? Dead man's curve.
Don't you worry, help is on the way.
What the hell is that?
Well, it just reminded me of something I saw once. A motorcyclist.
You gotta tell the story now.
Well,
okay, but let's put a little flag here. Daria bicycle. Sarah, okay. You remember that. Tim, tell the story that led up to that quote.
Well, I was delivering pizza once in another life.
It just gets better and better. Were you working for the Liz Wilde show?
No, okay. I was an independent contractor.
Okay.
Working for myself.
All right.
And I came upon a motorcycle accident, and the motorcyclist is lying down, and there's a pool of blood, and someone threw a blanket on top of him, and all these people are standing around him saying, help is on the way. So Well, I was delivering pizza, and I just happened to notice it.
At the end of the story?
Yeah. Oh. Wasn't that great?
That was nonsense.
I know.
My story's a whole lot better. We're at Knott's Berry Farm, because, you know, Jan and Dean had the hit Dead Man's Curve, and everybody who's under the age of 30 probably doesn't know this, but do you even know the song Dead Man's Curve?
Yes.
Yeah, do you know the story?
Didn't one of them ironically die?
Yes. Yeah. Jan Berry actually, like, I don't know if... I suspect that he was trying to do it and not F himself up. I think he was probably trying to do it and get into a minor scrape.
It's going to be a publicity stunt.
Totally, it's a publicity stunt. No, this is genius. This will be, you know, the next thing you know, he's in the bed. Like, and no, but the worst part, he's dead now, so I can make fun of him. The worst part is, and what's he going to do? The worst part is that they claimed, it's like those Christian Science kids that we were talking about the other day, where it's like, Jesus has fixed your arm, and then the arm is shaped like a Q. You know, it's like God, you know, God will mend your arm for you. And then the arm is all like a bad roadmap. The arm looks like a Thomas guide. So it is with him, where they claimed, because he had severe brain damage, Jan Berry from Jan and Dean, that he had severe brain damage, severe speech impediment, paralyzed the left half of his body.
And he's saying like William Hung.
Yeah, years go by. Mm-hmm. Clearly the family needs to cash in because somebody needs a new swimming pool. Mm-hmm. He's better. It's a miracle. Roll him out on stage. Knott's Berry Farm, like 1990, 92, whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, miraculous recovery, Jan and Dean. And it really was like a bad Young Frankenstein sort of a, but not it. You know, it was, and they sang Dead Man's Curve. It was the most awful thing I'd ever seen in my life. Mm-hmm. And it's a whole lot of, you know.
So the one wheel, the other one out?
Yeah, well, they've got the, and of course, you know, because they had that whole Beach Boys vocal style, so they've got a lot of great background melodies, and it's a lot of Dead Man's Curve, woo-woo! And then, you know, then they lead up to the big, Dead Man's Curve is the place to play, Dead Man's Curve, so you best stay away. And then that's it. And then they rolled him back off.
It was such a California thing, right?
Oh.
Anyway,
Aria and bicycles.
So that's why I wear my bicycle helmet, because I don't want to be that guy.
Okay.
And I've insured it with my bad karma anyway.
Oh, we're still in the supermarket.
No. See, she flagged it, though. Okay. That's going to be our new technique on the Rick Emerson Show. We ought to get some sort of an audio sound for when we flag a story we're coming back to.
You should have said hi. You guys used to be friends.
No, I mean,
you were all nervous.
It's not that we're not friends now, but I mean...
That's so cute. You still get a little nervous around girls with big breasts.
Or just at all. Of any kind. No matter what they look like. It doesn't help, though, that she's, you know, she's all, you know, whatever. So, she's all, what's the polite word for that? Statuesque? Is that what they
say?
Yes. She's buxom. So, and I don't want to be just some other horny guy like, I'm pretending to look you in the eye and care about what you're saying. But I, you know, it's like, you don't want to. So, but the bicycle helmet makes you look like a tool. And I don't care whether you've got shapely calves from riding the bicycle or not. You got the big ass, like, saddlebag on the side of your bike, which I have, because it's got all my work clothes, it's got my Franklin, it's got all my... And it's now it's got, like, celery sticking out of the top. I look like a bad French film where I'm walking down a hallway with, like, a loaf of bread sticking out of the top of the bag. And then I've got the bad helmet on, and I look splotchy. So I'm trying to leave... And what do? I unbolt the bicycle, I unlock it, I start rolling out of the parking lot, and what do? I literally come with... I didn't fall, but that would have been perfect. I literally came within like 6 inches of running into her SUV. She's kind of like this big black SUV. I shouldn't say. I'm sorry.
What's the license plate?
She's got this... She lives at... but she comes around the corner, and I come within like 6 inches of plowing right into her, and she looks up. And she looks at me, and for that moment, I'm like, God, please don't let her. And then she looked away. I don't think she even recognized who I was. Or she was
canned goods rolling down the street.
Or she was...
She ran over your baguette?
She was polite enough not to mention it. So, anyway.
Some guy wouldn't tell me what he wanted to talk to you about on the air, and he said, I'm never listening to you again. Goodbye.
Well, you'll be missed. Anyway, so...
Sorry.
So Daria nearly hits me with her car last night, and... And then there's that double...
Oh, I missed this part.
Yeah, no, I was riding away on my bicycle because I was all intent on not seeing her, right? You know, I'm like, no, she's going to be gone by the time I leave. And
I'm sorry, it's my sister in Boston. Could I interrupt this story a little bit more?
We interrupt this story to bring you a special call from Boston.
Hi, Heather. How can we help you today?
Yeah, I'm on the air right now.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make beans.
Okay. Okay, love you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah. Great, thanks. Not like we're working or anything.
She's a few hours ahead there.
Whatever. People who know people who work in radio, they never view it as a real job, and they feel free just to pick up the phone and call whenever. Anyway, that was my story. And then there's the double thing of, hey, Daria lives in my neighborhood. And then you're like immediately sad for her, like, oh, Daria lives in my neighborhood.
Is that true?
Well, I mean, why else would... She was shopping at the...
It must be her neighborhood, Safeway.
The supermarket in my hometown, in my neck of the woods. I don't think she was just there to stalk me.
Maybe she was born there and is revisiting her humble beginnings.
Perhaps. Well, this has eaten up a cozy 18 minutes that I should have been doing other things with. Okay. Well, I meant to talk about chicks who have a crush on Sarah, but we didn't really get to that. Should we break here so we can be ready for Gary Baumgarten?
Absolutely.
We got nothing accomplished here. Let me just whore a little bit, though. In fact, Sarah, why don't you whore? I'm going to pass it off to you. Whore now.
I'm sorry. My spirit is broken from that guy who was mean to me when I was trying to call screen.
My spirit is broken. My soul is torn asunder into so many shreds of humanity.
What am I whoring?
No,
you want me to whore?
No, just...
He's lucky he called a radio station where somebody answers the phone.
You missed your chance. Listener Party 9, Kissing My Ass, which is coming up this Thursday, 7 o'clock.
Here?
No, Sabala's Mount Tabor. No, you choked, sister. I tossed it to you and you were not there.
You just said you were calling me a whore. I didn't know what to do.
I alleyed and you did not oop.
No, you were like, Sarah, whore!
She's not treated that way on Coin News 6.
They don't address me like that there.
Sarah, whore! I picked and you did not roll. Anyway,
coming up
this Thursday, 7 p.m., Sabala's Mount Tabor, Listener Party 9, featuring an all-star performance by the Bigger Than Jesus House Band, coming up the end with a listener-created set list, featuring a surprise guest about halfway through, recreating one of the most intense and famous duets of all time, the Unleash Your Inner Rock and Roll God contest happening halfway through, and...
Are you going to talk about the thing?
I can't talk about it now, but when we get back, I will talk very briefly about what's happening at the beginning.
Okay, that is so awesome. That Gary, is worth going to it just
it,
for that.
It really is true. Gary Baumgarten's coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to be talking about Duke Lacrosse, which I forget if somebody said that was their porn name.
The Duke of Lacrosse?
Yeah. No, Duke Lacrosse. Like Miles O'Toole.
Whoever.
Okay. Help is on the way. We'll be back after this. Rick Emerson Show, Johnson 970. Rick Emerson Show live from Portland. 503-733-2970. You can also email if you like. It's rick@rickemerson.com. Now two days away from Listener Party 9. Kissing my ass. Going up this Thursday. 7 p.m. Sabala's Mount Tabor, 49th and Hawthorne. Brought to you by Four Wheel Parts, Wild Bill, CD Game Exchange, a whole host of other people. You'll be hearing all about it. It's coming up in 2 days. Featuring the Unleash Your Inner Rock and Roll God contest, an ear-shattering performance by the artist formerly known as... We still don't have a name. I said Blood...
We really don't.
I said Blood Fist. I think Blood Fist is a fantastic name. I suggested that and everybody just... Look!
Kind of gross.
It is.
I came up with Glengarry Glen Rock, you jackals. What else do you want from me? That's it. I'm tapped out, baby. The genius vial is empty. You sons of bitches. You'll miss me when I'm dead. All right, or incapacitated like Jan Barry. It's the Rick Emerson Show. It's 503-733-2970. Here's what's coming up. We're going to play useless metal trivia because I've got a music bed for it. And I've run out of rock and roll lyrics. Actually, that's not true. I have one more set of fake metal lyrics, but they're too embarrassing even to sing. So I'm just going to read them just so you can hear them and bask in my brilliance.
God, they must be bad. You're actually embarrassed about them?
Don't you shut your hole about that, huh? Just because you've spotted all of the fake lyrics so far.
That's because I know you.
It's because you're not... You know my because, sub.
Like, I know exactly who you're stealing from. Like, okay, that's Jim Steinman, that's Bon Jovi.
I'm going to post them all on the website, by the way, so that everybody may bask in my genius. What else? We're going to talk about girls who have a crush on Sarah Dillon. We're going to get to the news pile. I've got the worst story of the year, by the way. And then we're going to talk about a busboy. This story, the story we're going to get to contains the following words. Busboy, alley, intoxicated, garden hose, and then something about stretching. So we'll get to that. It's 503-733-2970. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show, not Gary Baumgarten, who, of course, is in Manhattan. But we're going now to the Dirty South, Atlanta. Our good friend Ed McCarthy from CNN Radio. How are you, sir?
Hey, Rick. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. I'm sorry that I called you Gary Baumgarten
earlier.
You
can do a great Gary Baumgarten.
Can you do a bit Gary Baumgarten?
He's a close personal friend, so it doesn't matter. You can call me that. I've been called worse.
Can you do a little Baumgarten for us?
Gary, this is Gary Baumgarten.
Oh, that's fantastic!
Wow,
you should go as him for Halloween. you just need a huge mustache and breathe a little heavily when you're doing the news.
Don't want to scare too many kids, Rick.
I'm just saying. Do you guys? Let me ask you this: do they ever have like confabs or whatever where you guys are all like together in the same place?
You know, we used to have that. We used to have meetings, believe it or not. We used to have correspondence meetings, and they would bring us all to the same place, and we would, have dinners and everything, and they don't do that anymore.
Is that like when they start to cut back on the staplers and the amount of water they'll put in the cooler any given week or something?
I think that's probably why they quit it. It might have gotten too expensive for them.
If I were you, I'd be stockpiling post-it notes and air check tapes.
We stock bottled water because they send us all in hurricanes.
Where the hell was it? I actually worked at some company. God, was it Citadel? Who was it? I worked for some company where they literally did ration the amount of water that they would provide. And it's like they had the water cooler, and it wasn't the kind hooked up to like a permanent incoming water line. It was like the old kind with the big jugs that you put on top. And like, there was like five a week. And it's like, if you ran out of water during the week, you were screwed, and you had to drink like the water that came out of the tap or whatever. So.
I worked at a place where they rationed coffee. It was a local station, and, it was unbelievable. So people used to get mad, and they used to, end up kind of breaking into the executive tower so they could get their coffee.
I got to tell you, actually, this is a true story. My first week on the job here at CBS Radio, which is a fine place, by the way, not really a company, more like a family. But my first week here at CBS Radio, I went into the kitchen to make some coffee. There's the bunch of standalone thermoses. And I opened one of the thermoses and the coffee inside, it didn't steam. You know, you can feel when the coffee's hot. And it didn't really steam up. And I thought, well, this is lukewarm. And there was like half of it, gone. And I'm like, well, it's lukewarm, half empty. I'll dump it out. I dump it out into the sink. I go to make more. Literally like 30 seconds later, I'm buttonholed by one of the people who works in the front office. Like, did you dump out half a coffee thermos this morning? And I'm like looking around for cameras. And I said, well, I might have. Okay, you're not to do that in any way. You are never to dump. And it's like somebody ratted me out. Somebody went and squealed, some toady squealed to the man about it. So
welcome to the new facility. Drink all that stuff, even if it's old.
That's what I'm saying. So, well, whatever. Soon they'll just have us drinking Soylent Green. Let me ask you this by way of a blunt transition. So these Duke lacrosse players, so there's, what, two guys they've arrested and a third they're going to arrest, this raping thing?
Two, and the third one, so far they say they cannot arrest him, which kind of sounds like deal or no deal. We really don't know what's going to happen with that, but they've got two, and they were taken in handcuffs today and charged, therefore. They've posted bond now, $400,000. It's getting more expensive for student loans and bond these days. So the district attorney, Mike Nifong, says that they're still trying to determine the identity of a third suspect. He says it's his hope to be able to charge all three of the assailants at the same time. But he says the evidence available to it had him this time does not permit that. No. So we're still, we've got a lot of question marks.
I'm unclear about this because I was to understand that the DNA cleared these guys.
Yeah, there was no DNA. That's the thing. Whether it cleared them or not, there was none. But this prosecutor says that in 75 to 80% of the cases, he says there isn't DNA anyway. So therefore, they got these two guys, and they had their prearranged arrest early this morning in Durham, and one guy was in jeans, the other guy was in a suit and tie, and they were both handcuffed, let in, and charged, and then released on bond. So we'll have to see. Yesterday, this was such a big mystery. Whether or not it involved Duke players, everything was sealed, and then suddenly this morning we knew more. So we knew, too. The attorneys are still saying that these guys are innocent. They're being railroaded. So there's a lot of different stuff coming out, too, from the other side, and the woman who has made these charges, the defense says that they have pictures that she has bruises that was prior to her getting to that house where they had that party. So many things going on here.
Well, I think this is one of those stories, and again, I'm not presuming to know the guilt or innocence of anybody, but I think it is pretty safe to say this is one of those stories where everybody is some shade of sleazy. Because the woman, the accuser herself, she's been arrested at least a couple times, I think. And so really everybody here comes into this with some sort of sullied reputation, or and these guys are, you look at them, they're clearly a couple of tool users. I mean, they're just kind of a bunch of thick neck guys, and so it's just one of those things where you get a feeling that everybody involved is, it's all going to be ugly to one degree or another.
You know, Rick, there's another story about one of these guys. Apparently, while this grand jury was meeting, I guess one of these suspects was up in Washington. He was in court on an assault charge. Apparently, he got into a fray in some bar or something up there, so he was charged with assault.
I thought they were the upper crust. I thought they attracted the sterling examples of today's manhood.
You know, this lacrosse is a tough game. You ever see some of these guys play?
Well, we actually, ironically enough, on this station, we carry lacrosse. Of course, an entirely upstanding and fine collection of players. But it's, I always thought, prior to working here, that lacrosse was sort of a sissy game. But I gotta tell you, having come here, and like, we carry lacrosse right here, and it's a tough thing. I never knew how tough a game it was.
My daughter played and starred in it at the University of Northern Colorado, and I'm glad that we still pay the tuition payments years later, but we didn't have any bail for that, so that was good.
All right. Ed McCarthy, CNN Radio Atlanta. Thank you, sir.
Okay, Rick.
All right, there you go. All right, good times. It's 503-733-2970. See, in my head, it's like the Mary Tyler Moore Show, where like him and Jim Roop, and they're all in a room together at the end, like smoking cigars and putting back shots of single malt. Let's see. Rick, you got to call the band. Oh, wait. This is a three things in once. It's a cover band reference, it's a metal reference, and it's a Glengarry reference. And this is Steel, S-T-E-E-L. The Stealing Leads. Okay, you didn't hear that because it was off mic, but Sarah just went, and then just sort of went back to MySpace. That's it. If you can distract Sarah from MySpace for like more than 5 seconds, you've done a good job, or from text messaging somebody, you've done your job. You, sir, have failed.
Rick, you make me sound like I don't do anything.
You, sir, have failed. Well, it's like I'm the same way. Look, here's me last night. Like I'm sitting, like 12:30 at night, I'm supposed to be going to sleep. Me, 348 friends. You can do better, Emerson. Come on! You know, it's totally like flagellating myself about the number of people on MySpace.
Well, I'm trying to get us friends, because you still haven't posted our group account.
I did. Oh, you mean at the Rick Emerson Show?
Yes.
I did not.
And that's where the show stuff
get
is.
Get off my back! I'm doing the best I can.
So now I have to do all the work to try and add people.
Day after day, I'm at home, working my fingers to the bone, slaving away. All right. There's somebody standing in the hallway staring at us. Hold
Who
on.
Is that?
I don't know. Let me. Hi.
Oh, it's Kat.
Hi, how are you? Yes? What about?
A second CD.
A second CD.
How about the Lumberjacks?
It should be.
Oh, this is a program director.
Oh.
Thing.
This is an administrative thing.
That's why he gets paid the big bucks.
Okay, look.
Not to be confused with the flapjacks.
Here's the thing. Radio studios have this big red light outside that indicates that we are doing a live radio program. This is a holdover from the old days when everything was done completely live. Not unlike now, actually.
Well, people aren't used to having live things anymore.
All right.
Yeah, why? Never mind.
We are the exception.
Maybe this is an off-air topic.
I'm just saying. All right. It's that sixth sense where you realize you're being stared at. And so we're sitting here talking about whatever, and I can feel the sort of eyes boring into the side of my head, and there's like the receptionist woman staring in the door. Mm-hmm. Well, should we break here?
Oh.
That kind of ruined the flow. Let's do
the
it.
The whole mojo's been snapped.
Yeah.
All right. Streak is over.
Yeah.
All right.
What are you going to do?
Help is on the way. All right, I'll tell you what. Let's do this. We'll come back with Tim Riley at the City Desk. We'll go to the phones. We'll find out if your girlfriend has a crush on Sarah Dillon. We will play useless metal trivia. What else? We'll go to the news pile. Worst story ever. Cruise news you cannot possibly use. We'll talk about Bob Saget and tampons. And we'll discuss someone who's been assaulted with a hose. You stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show, live from Portland on Johnson 970, your special pussycat. It's difficult.
It is.
He's difficult. It's the Rick Emerson Show, live from Portland. Boy. 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Coming up here just a moment, we got Tim Riley at the City Desk. What else? I was going to threaten to unleash It's the Worst Song You've Ever Heard, but we kind of played it yesterday, the Bill Cosby Beatles thing. I might play it again later, just to be ornery.
So when are you going to get to the most awful story ever?
Oh, where is that? It's right here.
Wait,
hold on.
Read it?
Hold on, no, it's over here. No, I'm going to read this one. Or wait, or Tim, do you have the cruise story? Or do I? Because here's the thing. I've got three different terrible stories.
I do have another one.
Let's see. Sexual assault, tampons.
Oh, yeah,
all right, you've got it. Okay.
Then I have a second one.
I'll let you read these.
Me?
So put those together. I'll read these others. Let me read a couple of these emails. Rick, this is one of those emails that's written E.E. Cummings style. You know, all lowercase, no punctuation. Hey, Rick, I sure as hell am trying to make it to the show. I'm finding out how to make it on the bus and telling everyone I know, but there are a lot of people that can't sound thing just. Okay, I got to start again. I get it like a running start.
Maybe it's that Jan and Dean fellow writing you a letter.
Ring it, Gary Groomer! Hey, Rick, I sure as hell am trying to make it to the show, the listener party, which is coming up this Thursday, 7 p.m., Sabalas Mount Tabor, 49th and Hawthorne. I'm finding out how to make it on the bus and telling everybody I know, but there are a lot of people that can't. Oh, I see. This is where the period is implied.
Oh, go to trimet.org and put in your information.
A lot of people that can't, period. Something just comes up like retarded excuses, but I'm going to be there, and I'll be sure to give you cool man head nod. This is like refrigerator poetry. But also thanks for reading my story on the air and letting me talk a while back about how I couldn't hear the first show because I went to jail, etc.
Oh,
this is Dimitri, the guy who was in jail when we were first back. But
because he was like around his girlfriend and he wasn't supposed to, mother of his child.
His baby mama.
Yeah.
But keep the show going with endless banter and mindless rants and painful news. Dimitri. Boy, man, I feel like he's rented a decathlon. Okay, well, you just get on the bus. I don't know where you're coming from. Well, let's see. He was in jail. It's probably coming from Gresham. So you, what? How do you get there? Well, look it up. Go to try.met, try-met.org.
You don't need the hyphen anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go to trimet.org. T-R-I-M-E-T. Trimet. That's so sad. Spoken like a radio person with backhand knowledge of the bus
system. That was your instant karma for making fun of that guy.
Trimet.org, dude. I used it the other day. I had to get from here to the place where the band was practicing, and I'd ridden the bus because I am
one of the people.
Because I am one of the people.
It doesn't have to be.
I'm one of the common clay. I'm trying to keep in touch. Trying to stay down at street level. Would you turn off your goddamn phone?
I'm sorry. It's Jen Lane.
What does she want?
I don't know.
Let's find out.
Only if you promise to take advantage of me.
Is that to Dimitri, the prison guy? Or whatever. Well, Dimitri, Jen Lane wants you to take advantage of her. Rick Emerson Cho assumes no liability for the statement.
No, it's to me.
Okay, anyway. So but the point is, go to trimet.org. They'll get you there. That's what I do. No, there you go. So, and don't end up in jail again. You can go to jail, like Thursday night.
After the listener party.
Yeah, Friday. You get all the, you can spend the weekend.
Yeah.
All right. God damn. All right. That was just like a long slog through like Laos. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, at the City Desk, your personal savior, Tim Riley.
From high atop the bottom of the coin tower in downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the City Desk News. Me, Tim Riley, reporting.
Here.
I wonder if George Michael's in Boston. Boston police fired shots at a man who sped through a busy sidewalk in a stolen SUV today, smashing cars along the way and injuring four cops. The driver was shot in the stomach and was still inside the vehicle and taken to the hospital. They say he's fine. The suspect, not yet identified, had fled a traffic stop before crossing the sidewalk and heading the wrong way in a one-way street, plowing through pedestrians. Police cornered the vehicle, and several officers fired their gun because of danger. Well, it could have gotten out of hand. Meanwhile, news from red states, this from Iowa, the restoration of prairie land in southern Iowa has hatched a welcome spectacle, the return of the prairie chicken. The dark-feathered bird with a bright orange cap was once the top game bird in Iowa.
I would like to encourage people in Iowa to kill themselves now so you can come back in a better state somewhere else.
How about Oklahoma? Tattooing will no longer be banned in Oklahoma under legislation passed by the state's House. That's one vote away from Governor Henry's desk. The House voted 70-28 to allow tattoos.
It's taking a bold step into the 20th century.
Well, Oklahoma is the only state that prohibits tattooing, a step it took back in 1963.
Okay, for the love of God! Everybody hear that again?
I'm not doing anything. I'm setting up the break.
I heard your text message go off.
I'm working hard over here.
That's fine.
Yakima Yakings. Adding hops to chicken feed helps chicks put on weight, according to scientists who tested the beer flavoring as a stand-in to promote growth in Yakima chickens. The University of Arkansas researchers worked with hops chemist Lloyd Rigby of Yakima and hops grower John Siegel of Grandview. The research was published in the International Journal of Poultry Science.
Okay. There is a joke there, blah, 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 feeding hops to chicks, they grow fat, blah, blah, blah. I'm too lazy to do that. Nelson and Terry can have them. There you go. There's your joke for tomorrow.
I have two Tom Cruise stories. Which one would you like to hear
first? We don't have any sounder for Tom Cruise. Let me just...
We move on pretty soon.
I know, there it's like go. As soon as you make a sounder for something, all the stories go away. Like,
well,
Whitney.
Well, she hasn't, quote, had her baby yet. Somebody make a Cruise watch for us. I made the Whitney watch. It's all on you guys now. All right. So
we'll build up with the one that's not as offensive as the first one.
Don't lead with your right.
Right.
As they say in boxing. Yeah, do the build up first.
Well, Tom Cruise is being criticized for using at-home ultrasound equipment to view his unborn child. The American College of Radiology has released a statement calling Cruise's unsupervised exams irresponsible and potentially dangerous. The ACR has said that physicians and technologists receive years of training to perform such exams. It also cites a 2005 FDA finding.
Did he just point a camera at it? Isn't that the thing? Isn't it like an X-ray?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He has one of these things at home.
Okay.
Cruise told Barbara Walters in November that he had purchased a $200,000 ultrasound machine to see he and fiancée's Katie Holmes baby.
Uh-huh. All right.
They're alleged.
They're alleged, baby. All right. Have we got it?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, out there, by the way, we are now safely out of the lunchtime hour, by the way. I would like to pass along that this story is...
Not for children.
I guess not. But this is from what, The Sun?
From The Mirror.
The Mirror. Well, okay, so it's not
the
quite...
Best the best newspaper on the web.
It's not quite The Sun, but it's close. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here's the second half. This is the worst thing you're going to hear all year. And that's a bold statement, by the way, because we had that rat-tailed maggot story last year. Guy with a nail in his head. We had the guy, the cannibal, disposing of bones yesterday. What else? I got this thing about a guy in a garden hose in a back alley coming up later on. This is worse than all of those put together and tripled. Ladies and gentlemen, the worst story of the year begins now.
Tom Cruise yesterday revealed his latest bizarre mission to eat his new baby's placenta.
Yeah.
Cruise vowed that he would... tuck in street after girlfriend Katie Holmes gives birth, saying he thought it would be very nutritious.
Well, you can't let it, you gotta do it while it's steaming.
The Mission Impossible star 43 said, quote, "I'm gonna eat the placenta," unquote. "I thought it would be very good, very nutritious."
Okay.
This is even worse.
No. Well, before you read the words, okay, listen now. It's time for you to talk with me, friend, for us to talk together as men here,
yep.
As adults.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to the people. Okay, the people. It's time for the people and I. You just got to, you got to buckle down and get ready for that next sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. Now, who was this with? Who did he say this to?
He said it to, what did he say? It doesn't say who he said it to.
It doesn't say, was it to a newspaper? Was it to a television show? Here's what I'm leading up to.
Oh, I guess it's GQ.
Okay, seriously. If there's audio of him saying this anywhere, look at, you can write your own ticket. It's a blank check, baby. If you get me audio, and I don't want this to be like you with like your Macintosh microphone going, if you can really find, like if we can find audio of Tom Cruise, what is the quote?
The one that we've been waiting for?
No, the one you just read.
"I'm going to eat the placenta. I thought that would be good, very nutritious."
So there you go. If you can find audio of Tom Cruise saying the phrase, "I'm going to eat the placenta," you earn a lifetime ticket with the Rick Emerson Show. All right, here's Tim Rowland.
Then he continued, quote, "I'm going to eat the cord and the placenta right there," unquote.
Oh.
Okay. Okay, there you go. There's really nowhere else to go from there.
No, I think we should.
You have the, I'll put that over here.
Certainly, that can be framed.
I'm going to put that over in the pile of... Okay, there you go. Okay.
I believe I'm done for now.
Well, where is there to go? Where is there to go after that? Remember we had that shampoo about a year and a half ago?
Oh,
we
yeah.
found that
oh,
shampoo
yeah.
at Food for Less that's made out of placenta.
We had the eating contest.
Yeah, we had... No, we had Kyle wash his hair with it.
No, remember we went there, but we bought all those really gross, like, potted meat products. And...
Well, we had gone... We're mixing two things. We had gone to... Was it Winco or Food for Less? Food for Less. And we went there to buy a bunch of food for the eating contest at Blood Bath and Beyond, I think. Well, whatever. Anyway... But while we were there, we found some discount shampoo that they were selling like $5 for $1. And there's a big thing on the side like made now with more placenta. And then I think we paid Kyle like
$1.
Shampoo
was called placenta.
Yeah, and I think it's like we paid Kyle like $1 to scrub with it. Those are good times. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. We're gonna come back. We're gonna read more emails. We're gonna do useless metal trivia. Like us at 3, world famous Phil Hendry show at 7. Let's not forget, kids. We're now just 2 days away. 2 days away. 2 days away from listener party 9 happening 7 p.m. at Sabala's Mount Tabor, 49th and Hawthorne. You stay there. We'll be back after this. It's the Rick Emerson Show right there on 49th and Hawthorne. The Rick Emerson Show continues after this on Johnson 970. Don't go anywhere.